we repeat the last line of the final haluka of Kol HaNeshama Talel Kahaluka. We repeat it. And the Torah simply writes that V'koflim Pasuk Kol HaNeshama Lefishu Sof Psukit Izimra, because it's the end of Psukit Izimra, at least initially as was intended. These are the Psukim from David HaMelech from Sefer Tehillim, since it's the concluding paragraph and the concluding pasuk, so we double it to signify that. Refersh explains that the language of Kol HaNeshama means every breath of life, not simply as we explained. Rav Schwab said that this refers to the final stage of the Messianic era, a purely spiritual existence of Olam HaNeshamot, of no physical manifestations at all. First is no, Kol HaNeshama is in the here and the now. He says, Kol HaNeshama, let every breath here recognize, sense, and perceive Hashem and all things that life may bring in the serious introspection of solemn moments, as well as in pensive meditation, in the widespread rejoicing of public jubilation, as well as in the quiet serenity of inner happiness, in the unexpectedness of the great sunrise, as well as in the stirring force of profound emotions. Let every breath of life proclaim Hashem Haluka. Kol HaNeshama, really, every, not only action we take, every breath we take, if we focus on our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch, we think about God, then we want to get to a stage where really, Kol HaNeshama, every breath, we're thinking, we're concentrating, and we have this sense of God awareness in Kol HaNeshama.